The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. Why it is a business classic. Right from the very beginning, this book touches a nerve when it comes to the mainstream, academically rooted ideas about promotion and business growth. The book style is upbeat, to the point, and simple, yet profound. Anyone seeking a practical and instant growth in their marketing results should read and apply those priceless laws. Providing applicable action guidelines, the authors provide their 22 lessons as laws to follow, examples of companies that followed the rules and prospered, as well as those who went against them and failed, are provided briefly with each idea. Number 1. The Law of Leadership. It's better to be first than it is to be better. Achieving the status of being the foremost in a product category ensures a better market share and makes it much harder for the competition afterwards. One reason the first comers to the market enjoy a leading edge is that their product name often becomes generic and synonymous with comparable products. Xerox is an example, as people today say, "Would you Xerox me a copy?" They also ask for a Kleenex when they want tissues, regardless of the brand. Number 2. The Law of the Category. If you can't be first in a category, set up a new category you can be first in. Newer is much superior to being better when it comes to marketing. Think of new ways of doing the same old things, instead of dwelling much about doing them in an enhanced manner. People like change. They like new looks. So repackage what is there and develop the category you created to your benefit. Marketing professionals usually think of creating a brand and getting people to love and adopt that brand. This law offers an alternative to that idea, because consumers are loyal to their brands and change would be hard for them. Number 3. The Law of the Mind. It is better to be first in the mind than to be first in the marketplace. This law explains and supports the two preceding laws. The reason a company would want to be the first comer to a new market with its products would be to secure an uncharted territory in the minds of the consumers. Gaining that special place in the prospect's mind would make it extremely hard for competitors to succeed with their efforts. Having a simple and easy-to-remember name would be helpful too. People tend to remember easy names and associate products with them effortlessly. Avoid complex product names and help your prospects associate with your offerings straightforwardly. Number 4. The Law of Perception. Marketing is not a battle of products, it's a battle of perceptions. What people perceive is simply what they believe. Product quality is something intangible. You cannot touch or quantify quality. You can only perceive it, as it's a function of perception and not that of objective reality. Thus, truth, when it comes to products, is relative. It's relative to how people think. People, being social creatures by nature, easily adopt the perceptions of the masses. It would be a smart thing to focus more on perceptions rather than objective facts, and on how people think and perceive your products rather than which products are the best. Number 5. The Law of Focus. The most powerful concept in marketing is owning a word in the prospect's mind. Many companies, in their profit-seeking efforts, try to be many things to many people, which eventually diffuses the resources without rewards. Focus is of prime importance when it comes to the customer's perception. A company should focus its marketing efforts to convey a single, clear, and concise message, one that stands out in the prospect's mind. This method is called owning a word in the prospect's mind. Number 6. The Law of Exclusivity. Two companies cannot own the same word in the prospect's mind. Trying to fight the battle of perception would be in vain if a company fights it on the grounds of securing a word owned by another. This law is frequently violated to disastrous results indeed by many brands worldwide. Changing people's minds once they are made up is almost impossible. This is a fact that many marketers still can't comprehend. Number 7. The Law of the Ladder. The strategy you use depends on which rung you occupy on the ladder. Where your company stands currently, with regards to its market position, should determine its marketing strategy. For instance, if you are second in the market, you can convey a message of trying to be better in some way. No products are equal in the prospect's mind. There is a conceptual ladder from top to bottom, and every product occupies a rung. Number 8. The Law of Duality. In the long run, every market becomes a two-horse race. The passing of time helps markets stabilize as competition lessens and the weakest of brands exit the market. When a market is mature, third place is a hard place to be. If you are the third on the ladder, it makes sense to try to focus on your marketing programs and other laws of marketing. Trying to create a new niche also helps, as first-comers enjoy a better chance at dominating the market and achieving more sales. Number 9. The law of the opposite. If you're shooting for second place, your strategy is determined by the leader. This law clearly states that shooting below the stars, number 2 position, might be useful, and that for a company to succeed, it must aim at the position through uniqueness. The product that secured the number 1 position in the market dictates how the following ones appear to consumers. Thus, achieving a strong second place would dictate that you study number 1 very prudently to determine its strong and weak points and extract the effective points of differentiation. Number 10. The law of division. Over time, a category will divide and become two or more categories. Markets develop and progress over time, and categories tend to divide and multiply to more unique and specific ones. For example, the computers market first divided into mainframes and personal computers, and the latter divided afterwards into desktops and laptops, and so on. Each subcategory becomes distinctive on its own, with levels and positions pertaining only to it. To lead the market, a company should deal with each of the emerging subcategories with a suitable brand name, while observing the other marketing laws too. Number 11. The law of perspective. Marketing effects take place over an extended period of time. As with everything, passage of time is required to realize marketing results. Overnight success is a rare occasion in the business world, and it's even rarer when it comes to marketing products. Number 12. The law of line extension. There's an irresistible pressure to extend the equity of your brand. When a company succeeds in penetrating the market with one of its products, usually it's intensely tempted to go out and put its name on everything possible to extend its brand. This irrational act harms the whole brand instead of benefiting it. Number 13. The law of sacrifice. You have to give up something in order to get something. You would have to give up something afar to benefit from what is here and there. It's okay to sacrifice some ideas for the sake of reality and marketing profits. Concentrate on your current products and work on strengthening them, and be as much specialized as possible. Number 14. The law of attributes. For every attribute, there's an opposite, effective attribute. As mentioned before, it's futile to attack directly the words that leading products have planted in the prospect's mind. This law presents you with a smart way to attack their positions nonetheless. It states that every positive attribute has many other similar and as much as good attributes too. Number 15. The law of candor. When you admit a negative, the prospect will give you a positive. It has been said that there is no diplomacy like candor. When it comes to business, being frank and sincere goes a long way towards positively reinforcing your image and identity. If you admit the negatives of your products, especially those that are known to everyone, you will win the respect of the customers, and this will lead to increased sales. Number 16. The law of singularity. In each situation, only one move will produce substantial results. When a company is faced with two roads, where one is clear, with a single intense action, while the other is hazy, with small, incoherent acts, it should choose the single action road every time. Good marketing implies combining all efforts for a single cause, instead of diffusing them along many directions. Number 17. The law of unpredictability. Unless you write your competitors' plans, you can't predict the future. Building for the future market as you expect it is futile. Marketers should pay attention to the future, but in a faithful manner. Faithful means not looking too far in the distance. We cannot, with all the advanced mainframe computers in existence, predict the weather for 3 days in advance, so how are we expected to predict the market for 10 years ahead? Number 18. The law of success. Success often leads to arrogance, and arrogance to failure. Arrogance is the enemy of objectivity. When a company believes itself to be superior and infallible, nothing seems to draw its attention, and executives feel that the joyride would never end. Instead of paying attention to market needs and wants, the top people believe that what they think is what the market wants. This costs them dearly. Number 19. The law of failure. Failure is to be expected and accepted. Companies that are quick to find problems and remedy them are the ones that have the best chances of survival. Dwelling on product problems without offering a solution, burying heads in the sand, and denial are all acts of companies that are predestined for failure. Number 20. The law of hype. The situation is often the opposite of the way it appears in the press. When a product is successful, it would take precedence over others by consumer adoption, favorable opinion, and word of mouth. On the other hand, If much hype surrounds a product, expectations soar, and once the product is presented to the market, it fails due to those expectations. Hype backfires, and thus it should be avoided. Revolutionary success comes without preparation, and hype cannot make it happen. Number 21, the law of acceleration. Successful programs are not built on fads, they're built on trends. Fads present themselves as sharp spikes in sales. Fads are surrounded by hype and frenzy, and consumers jump onto the product with a big appetite for a limited period of time. On the other hand, trends build up slowly but steadily. They are not surrounded by hype, and they witness good profits that can be nurtured over the years. Do not over-merchandise. Over-present and aggressively market your product or exploit it as a fad. Doing so might gain instant profits on the short term, only to erode any future profits on the long term. Number 22. The law of resources. Without adequate funding, an idea won't get off the ground. Success breeds success, and money breeds money. This saying is extremely applicable to marketing activities. Money is necessary to get ideas off the ground, and keep them off the ground too. Whatever marketing strategy you might follow, you will need a sufficient amount of money to back it up and get it going. Application of the 22 laws. Applying the 22 laws in existing companies is not easy. They go against conventional wisdom and established best practices. They are not mainstream, and thus many challenges would face those trying to apply them. In essence, to adopt those laws, one should simply believe in two things. First, marketing is all about perception in the prospect's mind, and not the actual product. Second, winning the battle of marketing is possible by focusing on enhancing the perceptions related to the products, instead of bettering them. These laws require patience, tenacity, and wisdom, yet they promise a lot for those who cherish and use them.